Welcome to the poem of the week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
GI complications are common in our patients taking NSAIDs long-term, and we often use PPIs to reduce GI complications in those patients who need to take these NSAIDs for a while. Well, this week, Mark, you look at whether more expensive, newer PPIs are any better than the good old generic omeprazole. What did the authors find?
Now, we already know that omeprazole reduces GI complications in high-risk patients who take NSAIDs long-term. In this study, which was industry-funded, the researchers asked whether a higher dose of a more expensive, newer PPI might be better than good old generic omeprazole. So they identified almost 600 patients over age 55 who were taking NSAIDs daily, who had a history of dyspepsia, and had at least one additional risk factor like anticoagulant use, steroid use, or a history of an ulcer. So these folks were at a high risk for bleeding complications. They were randomly assigned to get either pantoprazole, which is Protonix, 20 milligrams a day, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams a day, or 20 milligrams of omeprazole per day. They all had a baseline endoscopy, and then they came back 3 months and 6 months later to see how they were doing, assess their symptoms, and repeat the endoscopy. The researchers looked at two different outcomes. The first was endoscopic failure, which is when they looked down, did they see a peptic ulcer, more than 10 erosions, or reflux esophagitis. They also defined therapeutic failure, which was anyone with endoscopic failure or who stopped the study drug because of adverse effects or because of severe symptoms. After 6 months, there was no significant difference in the likelihood of either type of failure between the three groups. The risk of therapeutic failure was between 7 and 11%, and endoscopic failure between 5 and 9%. Adverse events were also similar. So this really confirmed what a lot of other studies have shown, in that these PPIs are really very similar. When you give them at equivalent doses, you're going to get similar results. There was a meta-analysis in 2003 that really was the definitive study on the topic and found 20 studies comparing one PPI to another for GERD and ulcer treatment and found no significant differences between equivalent doses.
So, Mark, when we read these studies that compare one to another that do suggest a benefit, is it that they're comparing different doses of drugs?
They definitely have compared different doses in some of the studies. For example, there was one that compared 20 milligrams of omeprazole to 40 milligrams of esomeprazole, and that was actually the only one of the 20 studies that found a small difference in treatment benefit. But if you looked at 20 milligrams of omeprazole versus 20 of esomeprazole, which was what another study looked at, there was no significant difference. So there probably is some dose effect, but certainly it's still cheaper to use 40 milligrams of omeprazole than esomeprazole, which is Nexium.
And what percentage of benefit can we expect our patients to get? Clearly not everybody benefits from being on PPIs.
No, we really shouldn't be thinking about the occasional NSAID user. These are people who were using NSAIDs daily and had additional risk factors. And most of the studies looking at PPIs for this population have only included patients who either had significant dyspepsia when they took an NSAID or who had a previous documented ulcer. So that's really the subset that seems to benefit from this sort of chronic suppression therapy.
So the bottom line is what?
Bottom line is I think we need to begin with generic omeprazole, 20 milligrams once a day, not only for this indication, which is preventing GI complications in NSAID users, but also for treatment of GERD or treatment of peptic ulcer. If there's no clinical response, double the dose. I think if you still don't get a response, I think you need to rethink the diagnosis as well as possibly consider some of the more expensive non-generic alternatives.
Great. Thank you.
Welcome.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.